Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Welcome to Power Start Your Day. We are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that is for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're going to see you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, go ahead, share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with your smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. I love the beginning of a new series. You know, in order for anything to start, something had to end. And so we ended the new last series there. And if you hadn't gone back, go back and listen to it. Is network marketing really for me? And the thing is that now if you've decided, if you're still here, that means that you've decided, yes, it's for me. Yes, I can do this. But now it's time to get serious about your success and don't accept anything less. This is our series for this week. I am telling you, I know that it is going to definitely blow your mind because the things that God has given me, the steps as I am preparing to make the largest launch that I've ever done in my entire life, things that I'm telling you that I know that God has been preparing me probably for the last 2 decades of my life. And I need you to know that I am absolutely serious about helping people become successful. And so if you are serious about your success and you're willing to accept nothing less, then I am telling you right now that this series is for you, but it's also for you and your team. It's also for the people who are closest to you, because let me tell you something, the energy, they got to go ahead and clear the way. The energy is going to be so high, which also means high income, and I am telling you right now that you need people in your circle that want to blaze the trail with you. Right? And so as we're going on today, the scripture is coming out of Habakkuk 2:2. And I need you to understand that this is where it begins. It's time for you to draw the line in the sand and say, it's time for my success. I am telling you something. No, this series is not going to be for the faint at heart. It's time to wake you up, your entire being, so you can get moving. And so now we got to go ahead and we got to pray, because for a lot of people, you may be in a new year, but nothing seems new about it. Your checks are the same. You're talking the same. You're thinking the same. So then how are you going to get something different with so many things being the same? Yes, we can talk a good talk, but as time goes on, your results tell you how serious you are. This has nothing to do with the people who are watching you, but everything to do with who created you. So we already know here at Power Start Your Day, it's all about God first. I'm unapologetically representing the kingdom, because I can tell you so much, so many people are so scared to do that. It's a shame. And I am letting you know right now that there's no reason for me to be ashamed, because I'm nothing without God. So let's go to the Lord together. right now and give him all the honor and praise that he deserves. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day because this is the day that you have made, and we are joyous and we're glad that we're in it. We're thankful, dear Lord, for the word that is coming to us full effect and alive. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that we are worshiping a risen Savior. He's no longer in the grave. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that he left even all of those iniquities that we have, and we're picking up right now all of the abundance that he died for. We're thanking you right now that we are moving forward by force, no longer being passive about our success. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that we're coming for everything that you have for us. In this series, we're thanking you, dear Lord, that the leadership is raising up like never before. Their minds are clear and their hearts are pure. Their hands are clean. We're moving forward, oh dear Lord, on a clean slate, leaving behind anything that stopped us thus far, including ourselves. All the dead weight is falling off. The shackles are coming off right now in the name of Jesus. We're coming, oh Father God, speaking against anything, doubt, weakness, anything that is holding us back, our thinking, anything that's holding us back, the jealousy, anything that's holding us back from the massive success that we deserve. We're not doing this just so that we can lead, but we're also doing this for legacy. We're honoring you in all of our ways, being an example unto the kingdom, the light in the darkness. We are honoring you right now that we are doing all of this by your might, not our own. As we allow your Holy Spirit to strengthen us, correct us, and direct us, so that we can take our spot at the top, our rightful place at the top. In the name of your son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right, good morning, family. Good morning, family. If you haven't already, go ahead and let's turn to the word. You know, as we are doing this, you come on in the queue, because I have no more time for games, right? I cannot watch you play games with your life. You only get one. And so many times we are bought into these stories that all that God has for us is where we are now. There's always another level. But believe it or not, there's levels up and there's levels down. We don't need any help to go down. We have enough people trying to pull you down. We have enough people that as you're trying to pursue your goals and dreams that are trying to keep you where you are, even pull you down. We have enough people that will doubt your anointing. We have enough people that will doubt that you even deserve the success that you have. So obviously, we need help to go up. Now, there are some specific things that we must do, and I am telling you right now, one of the things, that even in this word, is laying it out of what you have to do, and that's right now. We're going to do it today. Habakkuk 2:2. Then the Lord answered me and said, the Lord can only answer those who ask. Only can answer those who talk to him. Only can answer those who are truly interested in a relationship with him. You can't borrow my relationship with God and think it's going to take you all the way to the top. He says this, for those who might be slothful and might say, I want to keep it in my head, who might say, I want to memorize it, the word says, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, somewhere you can see it, that he may run who reads it. Now, if you write it out and you make it plain and you're reading it every day, the word said you're going to run on this. Here is your dad. Many of us are trying to do big things and we're empty. This is why we're coming to Power Start Your Day every day, to get filled up. But these are some things that you must do. No one can do it for you. This is why so many people always get afraid, intimidated when other people are growing, because they have blurred vision of what God has for them. Write it down. Let's make it plain. What should we be writing down? Your vision. We're starting off, we're coming out the gate with writing out your vision. Some people feel like, I am too busy, but I'm still broke. How does that go hand in hand? We're giving you specific secrets that can take you to millionaire status. Obviously, you're going to have to go through 6 figures to get to 7 figures. Most people faint at the 6 figures if they've never gotten there before. They start acting real wacky. But I need you to understand that these principles that we're sharing with you is meaning that if we're talking about God, it's enough for everybody. He ain't running out of cash. He ain't running out of gas. He has enough for everyone. This is why competition jacks the whole thing up. It's supposed to be collaboration. So right now we're collaborating on the line to help you to write out the vision. Now, this is something that I have been doing for many, many years, and you can never forget to do this. Sometimes when you reach a goal, you've written it out, and you said, okay, this worked for me, and you forgot. People get amnesia so quickly as to truly how they became successful. They start off doing things all right. They start off being consistent, then they start slacking. So they start expecting success to roll on cruise control. Success can't roll on cruise control. You have to continue to take intentional actions. In order to make impact, if it's another level to everything, you have to continually take action. So now as we're writing out our vision, hopefully you have a pen and paper, and you're saying it's a new year. Whatever year this is, you should be doing this every single year if you haven't done it already. But I need you to start asking yourself these questions and put the answer to it. If you want to know how to properly write visions that now you can manifest, meaning that now it becomes from intangible to tangible, where you now start experiencing it, you start seeing it, the first thing you need to do is say, what do I want to experience? A lot of people get so vague, and they say, I want financial freedom. Well, financial freedom to do what? What exactly is financial freedom to you? Is there a title or position in your company where you say, I can loosen off, you know, the money shackles? What is the exact title or position that you want to reach in your company in this year? And when you get there, what are you doing? What are some of the benefits at that position that goes along with it? Who are you helping? I posted in social media to let you know that one of the secrets is people think that you gain much more in life by always being on a recipient side, but you actually gain more the more you give. Every day I come on and I pour my heart out. It doesn't matter if I had to do gym, kids, what have you. I probably do more before this call than most people do all day long. And that's the reason why I am a mess without God, because if I was running only on Dunkin', right? If I was running only on coffee, even though I love my coffee, I haven't had any this morning. I had a great workout, but I haven't even had my coffee. I can tell you that I wouldn't have much to give. So you got to get filled up to give. Who are you helping? And how many of them are you helping? What's the vision? How many people are you going to help this year? Are you going to participate in helping this year? And then what does your bank account look like? Specifically, cash do you have on hand? You've got to start seeing this now. Do you want to have $5,000 in the bank? $10,000 in the bank? You don't want to have $1 million. Well, how are you going to have $1 million in the bank and you don't have your first $10,000? Remember, you can do this as often as you like. Once you get to that place that's going to keep you running, and then you get there, you can now tweak this vision. But what else do you enjoy? For me, I just wanted to have free time, more time with God. I wanted to have more time with my children. I wanted to be able to travel if I wanted to, or stay home and still make money. What do you want to experience? What is the money going to do for you? But then let's get clear. What do you have to do in order to get it? Maybe I need to be consistent in IPAs. Maybe I need to be more accountable. Maybe I need to be more coachable. Maybe I need to be more positive. And then get clear as to why you don't have these things. Why don't you have what you want already? There are reasons. It's not just so happenstance. And the more you begin to get more honest with those reasons as to why you're not experiencing what you already deserve, more than likely the answer lies to things that you can control, but you've been focusing on the things that you can't. What are the things specifically that you can control that's been hindering you from having what you deserve? And then as you write this vision, you're going to make some declarations, and you're going to definitely put your stamp on it, accepting nothing less. You're going to declare and decree that you will be revealed to the facts that you are going to come out of this week knowing exactly what you need to do, and then be ready to implement and do it. So I can tell you this. You say, well, how does this work, Nicola? Because I've never really done this before. My why has always been, yeah, it can make me cry, but it ain't never been that specific. Do you understand that even if it's about something that will make you cry, sometimes your emotions can cloud your judgment? If your vision has to do with partnering with God by helping his people, he has no other choice but to get down with your cause. Now, that's a huge statement in case you haven't gotten it so far. Most people's visions can't move past themselves or their families, which is really serving themselves, but it's really not serving anyone else. So the checks are limited. But when the vision becomes so much bigger, then the checks start matching the vision. Now, we're talking about how are we going to get serious about success on this week. I gave it to you just now. You want to give an example, like say, for instance, if you want to say something like in 2000 and whatever this year is, because I don't want this recording to be dated, I am a blank in my company with XYZ benefits going along with it. I am about to help XYZ people do this. I'm enjoying being a 5, 6, or 7-figure earner. My savings is at this number. I enjoy whatever the benefits of that money is, go ahead and put at least three of them. I don't have these things now because fill in the blank. I need to do this more. I also need to get better at this. I declare and decree that this week I will find out exactly what I need. Now you're setting strong intentions so you can be more consistent and committed, and I am ready to implement this immediately. Action-based vision required for you to put time aside. We have a cash calendar. We'll discuss that on tomorrow a little bit more about what that cash calendar would look like. But you need to get specific in your vision, and if you don't do this homework tomorrow, you won't be ready. Now, when we start talking about it's time to get serious about your success, it's time to stop speaking things that you're unwilling to do. Because what this does is it tears down your self-esteem. You think that it's doing something to the people you may have put it out to, but on the inside, you're dying. You're dying with self-doubt. You're dying with embarrassment if you don't hit your goal. That's why most people don't want to write it out. They don't want to say it out loud because they're afraid that if I don't make it, what are people going to think? But when you write this vision, you have to unequivocally understand that you will. Be willing to put in the work because these principles, they work. Let's open up the call this morning, guys. It's hot on Power Start Your Day. Where you at? Where you at? I am excited. Let's go on here. We're going to go start here. Good morning. We're going to roll on up. Good morning, 813, last 45707. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Nicola. How you doing?
Hello. Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. This is Eugene out of Tampa, Florida.
Hey. How you doing, Eugene?
I just wanted to comment on what you touched on this morning, and it's something that I mentioned yesterday to my group and my team. We have to envision our goals and where we want to be at. Just as you mentioned, we got to envision it. You know, you got to think about what you want to be in your bank account before it happens. And when you attach a bigger purpose to it, I mean, you got something more for a reason why for you want to go after that goal. Instead of you having your own attachment to it, you're going to let yourself down. But if you have a bigger attachment, whether you want to change your family situation, generational wealth, you want to help people, that's going to motivate you to do much more. So that's what I was discussing yesterday, is like, we got to envision our goals. You know, we got to seek God and envision our goals, where we want to be at and where he's going to place us at in our lives. Because if we don't have faith, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, King. You're so right. And let me tell you something. Faith is built up by hearing and hearing the word of God. And what people don't understand is that we're not only talking about the actual scriptures. If you write your vision and it has to do with helping God forward his agenda, and you read it over and over and over and over and over, now you begin to see it. Most people write these things down and they don't see it again until after they leave the next event. This is something you have to read it over and over because it becomes a part of your being. And so I thank you so much for that powerful insight. Good morning, 443, last 49353. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicole. It's Rochelle. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Rochelle. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Listen, I am loving this series already. I've always been a writer downer. So, you know, I've always written my goals out. I get very specific, and I do them every week especially when it comes to my business. And of course, you know, I write them on a larger scale at the beginning of, you know, the end of one year going into the beginning of another. And then a lot of times, you know, if you're like attending an event and they have you write down your vision or your goals, then I do it then as well. And I always like to keep them posted. Sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you.
Okay. Sorry about that. I always like to keep them posted near my desk so that I can say them daily. But I feel like you gave even more clarity on, you know, just some more things that I can implement into setting my goals, you know, setting my vision. When you say, who are you helping, you know, and to get really even more specific, you know, what does my bank account look like? What's in it? You know, what do I need to give up? And also you said, what was the other one? Why don't you have what you want already? And, you know, that's something that I've been really doing lately is digging down and saying, let me take a closer look at myself and see exactly what it is about me. You know, and when you begin to do that and when you begin to take on, I really appreciate you for always reminding us to serve. Because I think that when you begin to take on more of an attitude of servitude, you stop blaming, you stop looking outward, and you really start to look at yourself. And so then that makes that portion of the vision setting that much easier. Why don't I have what I already have? Rochelle, look at you and see what it is about you that's keeping you from where you should be, where you deserve to be. And, you know, I thank you for that. And I'm definitely going to do this assignment today so that tomorrow I will be ready. Thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm telling you, Rochelle, you always share some powerful things, you know. Like for me, in the prior year, I said that I wanted, now we always have been, we've been at least for, you know, over 9 years now, right around going into that number, we could say our net worth and assets or property or what have you have been seven figures. But what happened is that when we began to go through a transition and I began to realize and say, I'm just giving you guys a little bit of like how I've used this in my personal life and goals. And you don't need to worry about how it's going to happen. You just lay out these intentions. And I remember saying that in that past year, I wanted to be liquid, like not just the assets add up, whatever, if we sold things. I wanted to be liquid, not in my life insurance, not in what have you. I wanted to be liquid, seven-figure minimum. That if I want to put my finger on that, I needed to have that minimum liquid. That means after paying all the bills, after what have you, not in my retirement plan, I wanted that. And it happened in a 12-month period with the focus and still being able to enjoy luxuries of life. I put that in there because I didn't want to feel like a pauper in the process of getting to my goal. Now, that was just me. Some people might say that I want to eat romaine noodles on my way to my first million. I said I didn't want to do that. I wanted to still enjoy luxuries of life and still be liquid there. And it happened. And it happened. I am letting you guys understand that what I'm sharing with you, these are some millionaire secrets. That's a little snippet to our biggest launch that we've ever done. And I'm telling you, it's going to break so many generational curses. And then when you are ready, you've been getting a lot of value. When we now give you the instruction to say it's time for you to execute, I assure you that people that move are going to experience some breakthroughs in their life over the next few years when they roll in with us that you've never experienced before. with the right mindset, the right attitude, the right heart towards people and things and success, it is going to be amazing. And so I want to just be able to share. Let me go ahead to what time do we have here, because we want to definitely. We're going to let one more person share on this morning. I don't think I've seen this number here. We're going to go, and we want to briefly go ahead and share this morning. 252-4-1206. Good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. It's Sakira.
Hey, Sakira. How are you?
Hey. I'm great. What stood out to me the most is when you said refocus, because some of us do have a vision. I just feel like, you know, it gets clouded along the way when we have distractions that come up, and those distractions can be people, situations, you know, or anything in our life that we may face. So definitely, you know, taking the time out to refocus the vision that we do have and that is close to us, that's what stood out to me the most.
All right, powerful, powerful. Focus is a necessity. You cannot be all over the place. And I'm going to tell you something. The distraction sometimes can be the success of others that distracts you off of your own vision. You're running in race, but you're looking in your peripheral vision, and you're not looking straight ahead. You're not very clear or confident that God has something specifically for you. This is one of the biggest mistakes that people make in the vision on why they can't get so specific, because now they'll start walking into their own purpose, into their own light, and then it can collaborate with everyone else, and then we can blind the eyes of the enemy. We can blind the naysayers with our light. And so I am very excited about what's about to happen here for you. I'm very excited you guys can hear the energy in my voice, because I am, like, finally 100% confident to go for that next level that God told me to do. But because it involves him in such a high, big way, and because it involves his people, I know that this vision is unstoppable. It will be unbreakable, unshakable, and so many people's lives are going to be changed. So, guys, check you tomorrow. Do your homework. Come prepared. Be serious about your success, and don't accept anything less. Peace.